Oh, no!
Marla exclaimed around the bit of salad she'd just forked into her mouth as she pushed away from the table. Her fork clattered uselessly on the floor.
Marla?
Piper asked in concern as she jumped to her feet to try to help with whatever was happening. Liquid splattered to the floor as Marla looked at her helplessly.
My water just broke! OMG! How embarrassing!
They're adults. They'll deal with it. Piper reassured her friend before grinning and adding,
The baby's coming.
Excitement and love replaced the worry on Marla's face. She fumbled for her phone to call her husband. As she talked, Piper called for the janitor as she texted her boss that she'd take Marla to the hospital and stay with her until the baby's daddy arrived.
Oh no, I can't have the baby now,
Marla wailed into the phone.
Mr. Brown's big presentation is tomorrow. I have so much to do.
They'll get a replacement for you from the assistance pool, Piper answered as the excited father tried to calm down his wife.
No, that won't be good enough. This has to be someone sharp,
Marla answered Piper. Distracted, she disconnected the call without saying goodbye to her spouse. Marla selected another number saved on her mobile phone.
Terry, my water just broke. Yes, it is exciting and terrifying all at the same time. Listen, I don't want to leave you in a lurch for the big presentation while I'm at the hospital. No one but Piper Towney can take my place. Pull whatever strings you need to have her swapped to your office now. I'm sending her up to you.
I'm going to take you to the hospital, Piper protested as her friend disconnected the phone. Marla just held up one finger and selected another contact.
Hugo, can you drive me to the hospital?
You're a doll. Bring towels and come to the cafeteria. My water broke.
Done,
she announced to Piper. Marla was nothing if not a powerhouse of organization. Piper had learned so much from her.
Go to my desk. I bookmarked the to-do list with a red piece of paper in my organizer. Just follow down the chart. You'll do great.
Hugo appeared with an armful of towels. Piper didn't even question where he'd gotten those in the sleek corporate office. Everyone knew Hugo for his ingenuity and insider knowledge. As the custodian arrived with his mop bucket, Hugo escorted Marla down the hall with a supportive arm around her waist as everyone shouted their happy baby wishes to her. Piper looked at the remnants of their lunch and quickly took care of the mess. Stopping by her office to explain everything to her boss, she found one of the assistants from the pool already at her desk. Shrugging at the power of Hurricane Marla, Piper reported to the CEO's office. She crossed her fingers as she sat down in her friend's chair.
Don't let me screw this up, she thought.
Go home, Piper. You did an amazing job today. Marla was spot on, as she always is, to recommend you to fill in. I've asked to keep you in this office during her maternity leave. I hope that'll be okay with you.
Of course.
I enjoyed today.
It was challenging, but so satisfying to see the meetings go so well.
Thank goodness Piper's professional side came up with appropriate words as her mind boggled at the chance to work in the highest position. Breathing a sigh of relief, Piper stepped into the elevator when sent home. Her mind ran over the presentation and noted a few improvements. She pulled out her phone to make some notes before she forgot. A message and an adorable picture popped in from Marla's husband. The baby had arrived early in the morning, and after sleeping a bit, the couple were sharing the first snapshots of their new son. She smiled at the wrinkly face.
That must be good news,
a deep voice commented from beside her as he pressed the already lit button for the lobby with his left hand. Piper looked up into deep brown eyes. Instantly, she stood straight and lowered her phone to give him her attention. Eye-catchingly handsome, Gabriel Serrano oozed sex appeal. Dark and athletically built, he repeatedly captured her gaze. Piper had struggled not to stare at him throughout the meetings.
Mr. Serrano,
she greeted the entrepreneur whom Terry had been hoping to impress.
Piper, right? I've never met a Piper before.
Yes, that's me. It's not a very common name.
She changed the subject back to business. Did you enjoy your visit to our company?
Yes, I was very impressed. I've already set the wheels in motion for us to work together in the future.